Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
So, the verdict came in not that long ago in the Scott Peterson case, the Scott Peterson of the Parkland school shooting. The resource officer who failed to protect the lives of the children, he found innocent on the charges that essentially amounted up to him being derelict in his duty and not protecting the kids. Standing outside for 40 minutes, as we know now, and not knowing where to go, not doing anything, and really just not doing anything. You all know the story. But he did make some statements after the trial wrapped and after the verdict was read that I honestly don't know how to wrap my mind around what I've heard on this, because just when I was like, okay, you know, I didn't know what the right verdict should be for this. Stacey, did you have an opinion about where this should end? Should he have been spending the rest of his life in prison? That didn't feel right to me. But at the same point, it felt like there should be something for literally not doing your job when it involves saving lives.
Yeah. And, you know, I've mentioned it before. I worked in emergency services for a while as an EMT and a firefighter. And this struck me. Obviously, I was not in law enforcement, but as a firefighter, you run to the danger. You don't run from it. You run to it. And you train and you train and you train and you work to learn your skill so that when you're faced with the most terrifying thing, which would in our case be a fire, that you wouldn't be overcome with fear, that you would know exactly what to do because you train so well and so hard that it's just muscle memory. Mm-hmm. Here's what I do. Here are the steps. And so it's hard for me to say, yes, he should have spent, you know, his entire rest of his life in jail, that dereliction of duty, all that. I do have that kind of feeling. But yet I want to say, at the end of the day, we're all human. And unless we're faced with that exact situation, we don't know how we're going to react. The fires that I dealt with were pretty minor. What if I had gone to a chemical fire or something where things are exploding around you? Would I have reacted differently and run the other way? I don't know. Mm-hmm. So it's a slippery slope for us to start prosecuting law enforcement for not doing their job. Now, was he sitting at a donut shop drinking coffee and eating a donut while these kids are being slaughtered? No. Did he?
You might as well have
done
been.
More. Well, right. Could he have done more? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I also don't know that he was well equipped enough to do.
He was more equipped than the teachers and the kids who don't have guns. He was far more equipped than anybody else on the scene at that time. So I don't know that life in prison would have been the right thing. But here's what I've observed, and I don't know what the right answer to any of it is. This is a man who reacts in horrible ways, who is a buffoon when it comes to the way he reacts to anything, I guess, or at least what we've witnessed in public. And I speak on this, obviously, the way he reacted to the actual shooting, but then the reaction to the verdict. When we saw him...
Yeah.
Is, you know, like he just like, oh, one, I know. And in his mind, yes, it is the rest of his life. But just like, yes, it's a victory for all. And we got the audio of his commentary. And I'm going to just say this and we'll talk more about it. I don't think this man could be any more tone deaf to reality than he is.
Right.
What's going through your mind right now?
Got my life back.
We got our life back.
I think that's the worst possible thing one could possibly say when you're standing outside of a courtroom. I got my life back to all of the parents who, guess what? Their children didn't get their life back. And you know what? You're the asshole who could have actually saved their lives and given their lives back, but you stood and cowered outside of the building.
Yep, absolutely. And that's, you know, he should have just bowed his head, maybe shed some tears. That celebration needed to go somewhere else. That, you know, that's what you do at your home when there's no reporters around. The parents of the children aren't there to see that. That's what you do in the privacy of your own home is, my God, I got my life back. But to do that in front of cameras and have it recorded so that all those parents can hear that, that's cold.
He's a fucking buffoon. That's what it comes down to. I mean, I don't know any other way to categorize this man. I don't think he's a monster. He's a cowardly buffoon is what he is. And this is how cowardly buffoons react when someone says, you're not in trouble anymore. Precisely like this. Let's continue.
After 4.5 years.
5.5.
Because of Mark.
Yep.
And being able to put the truth out of what happened.
The truth out of what happened.
Well,
the truth of what happened is not very pretty, Scott. The truth of what happened on camera shows you not doing shit. And then you got other people to back it up in some way, shapes, or form. And enough juries are like, yeah, I don't know if he should go to the grave for the rest of his life. But what happened was a bunch of kids got killed and you stood there and you made your excuse. Well, I thought it was the bullets were out there. I thought they were over here and for 40 fucking minutes. So that's what happened. But it gets worse.
It's been an emotional roller coaster for so long. Endless nights, you know, talking to Mark 1 in the morning, you know, trying to understand and learn this whole case. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
Mark is attorney, by the way.
But don't anybody ever forget this was a massacre on February 14th. The only person to blame was that monster. It wasn't any law enforcement. Nobody on that scene from BSO, Coral Springs. Everybody did the best they could.
Except for you, Scott.
Right.
Except for you. Everyone did the best they could except for you. And he wants to throw himself into that pile of all the other folks who actually did do their jobs when they got there and went into the school. Everybody. And this is just typical. It's, look, I got away with it. And I'm like this too. And,
We did the best we could with the information we had.
No, you didn't.
And God knows we wish we had more.
What do you say to the family, Scott? I know it's emotional for them today, too. But this obviously isn't the outcome they wanted. Do you have any response to...
You know what I tell the families? I would love to talk to them. I have no problem calling Mark, saying, hey, we want to talk. We'd like to know everything. I'm there. I would have been there from day one.
I'm there. Would have been there from day one. Go to his steakhouse with really sharp knives and sit across from some of those families. Let's see how well that conversation goes, Scott.
Yeah, I'd like to. You could do a pay-per-view and donate the money to, you know, gun violence of the United States, you know, some sort of a task force. People would pay to see the parents just go after him, because you are 100% correct when you said that he is absolutely tone deaf. I wish his attorney had prepped him to, you know, keep your mouth shut. No matter what the verdict is, just bow your head, let it go. We'll talk later.
I think his attorney wanted to use it as a point to get his face out there a little bit, though, too. Let's continue.
So I'll always be there. If they need to really know the truth of what occurred, and not only my actions, but what occurred, I'm there for them.
What does that even mean?
You're not there. You weren't there for them, though.
What is that even? The truth of what happened? We know what fucking happened. The truth is, you're on camera, you dipshit. Like, what is he offering that they don't already know?
Yeah.
You mean you want to spin it to try and make them like you or something? Sit down and talk and you're going to tell them the truth of... Are you like the oracle that, you know, knows all that everyone else doesn't?
Yeah. God. You know what happened? You know what the truth was? The truth was somebody was on campus shooting at kids. There was one person with a gun that was on the good side, and he didn't do anything. And that's what the truth is.
And Scott, that person is you. I don't know. I mean, it's a special type of narcissist here, I think, that we're dealing with, where he, granted, I mean, I can't imagine I feel horrible for his wife. But I can't imagine, you know, going through that sort of scrutiny and pushback and just living with the fact that, you know, you could have done something and didn't. But I feel like he dug himself into this hole so deep now mentally as a way of survival that I really think he believes there was nothing he could have done. I think he has to believe that, because reality is too harsh. And we see that time and time again in cases like this where people can't handle reality. So then they're going to dig their hole into some false, you know, narrative that they've made up to shield themselves from just how sharp the real world is. And their lack of the actions that he didn't take, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's a little bit more.
Me and Lydia, we've mourned with them for 4.5 years. Yeah. We, you know, I seen some of these family members, and I'd love to went over to them and hugged them and said, God, I'm sorry. But, you know, I know that's maybe not what they're feeling at this point. Maybe now, maybe they'll get a little understanding, but I'll be there for them. I'll be there for them.
Oh, how great. You're going to be there for them.
What about the prosecution? What do you say to the prosecutors who brought this case?
I'll let Mark talk about that.
Here's his attorney.
We are extremely pleased with the outcome today. But understand something. This is not just a victory for Scott. It's a victory for every law enforcement officer in this country who does the best they can every single day. How dare prosecutors try to second guess the actions of honorable, decent police officers?
Well, nobody's going to question them if they actually are honorable and decent, because those people aren't going to be questioned. The ones that are going to be questioned are the ones that are not honorable and decent and say, stand outside of school as it's being shot up and kids are dying, and he's just standing there with the gun, not going in. That's not honorable and decent. And any officer, I don't care what you're doing, if that's what you do, you should be gone after. They should be trying to prosecute you. Because,
well, and that's where you get a security guard versus a police officer. Somebody who is trained to be either a sheriff's deputy, police officer, SWAT team, whatever, they are trained to go in and go after a perpetrator. A security guard at a mall, not so much. He's a retired police officer, was he not?
Yes.
So he had the training. And if he didn't have the training, if he wasn't adequately trained for that position, he had no business being there.
Yeah, well, that's without a doubt. I mean, that however you hire people for positions like this, from what I understand, they have learned a lot from this. Many law enforcement agencies have learned a lot from this when hiring school resource officers and making sure that they're qualified to handle a situation like this, where this individual obviously was not.
And maybe this case needed to set that precedent, that any school resource officer needs to have in their brain and in their training being able to handle a live shooting situation, a live shooter, because schools are hotbeds for this. Yeah. I mean, look at what just happened in America. So you got 4th of July parades, you have schools, malls, theaters, those are hotbeds for mass shootings these days. So we know this information. Use it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, I couldn't be any, I mean, I was already, before I saw this, you know, disgusted in him for what he didn't do. But then when I saw this, any, you know, little bit of sympathy that I kind of had for him, I don't know. This is a buffoon. This is a very selfish individual. You can tell it by the way he reacted to this, and does not understand empathy to the families that lost their children. This is a little victory lap he's taking.
Yeah.
And somehow thinking everyone else should be happy for him.
No.
You know, I don't know that life in prison was the right idea. I don't think anyone would be happy with almost any outcome in any of this. But what would have been more appropriate in all of this was if he would have just shut the fuck up.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Out at McDonald's, te puedes llevar un $5 McChicken meal deal o un $6 McDouble meal deal. Así, hay algo para todos. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.